This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Allison Lassesse, the girls' soccer coach at Masconomet High School. And Allison, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Allison is with us here speaking on Wednesday evening, and they have just defeated Swampscott 6-0. Earlier this week, they captured their second straight Northeastern Conference title. So, Allison, let me just begin with today's action. 6-0 win for you guys. A note or two on today's game.
There were some really pretty goals. We've had some headers, we've had some long balls, we've had some rebounds. So it was nice to see a little bit of everything as far as scoring goes. And it was a whole team effort. Everyone played, everyone contributed. And so it's always nice when the girls are supporting each other and cheering each other on, and everybody's feeling the good vibes.
Well, it's been a big week for you. Earlier this week, as we noted, you captured the Northeastern Conference title, your second straight NEC title with the win over Marblehead, but also with today's win, your 100th win for you and your assistant coach. So tell me about that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun to coach these girls. In the 7 years that Dan Bisceglia and I have been coaching, we've had a lot of talent come through, and it's been an honor to coach them and shape that and fit the puzzle pieces together and develop that. So we're lucky to have the program in the history. It's just part of the history. I'm only the third head coach since 1978 when the program started. So it definitely, we recognize that history.
Well, then you can't be going anywhere anytime soon. That's for sure. With that kind of history, for sure.
I don't intend on it yet.
Yeah. Well, tell us about, let me go back to that Marblehead game earlier this week, the 3-0 win, which gave you the league title. How did that play out? And tell us more about that game. And then I guess the reaction from the girls later.
That was, Marblehead's a tough team. They always play a really great game. We played our home games. We had a couple of games at the Boxford Commons on the turf, and then most of our home games were played at Rubchnup Park in Middleton. And I think that's a bit of an advantage, so especially when you have a turf team coming in. But, Marblehead was they're definitely a strong program. They've been improving throughout the season, so we were really pleased to get that result. They've played some really tight, tough games against teams that we tied or just barely beat. So we were expecting a tough one with them. And to clinch at home was definitely fantastic. The girls are excited every game, whether it's the first win or the 14th win today. They find something to celebrate every day. And so we've kind of tried to embrace that and celebrate the small things or the big things. Like Kayla Scannell got her 20th goal today, which was exciting. So every day finding that joy it builds itself on itself, and it's been really fun to watch the girls get excited about those things.
You know, we have a graphic up on this post down below from the Boston Globe's Players of the Week, where Kayla Scannell, as you mentioned, and Amanda Schneider from Masco were named to that All-Star or to the Players of the Week. Tell me about those two as players. Describe them to me and their roles with the team.
Kayla's a hype woman. She is a spitfire. She has a number of goals with her head this year, and she has really improved every year. She's been on the varsity team since her sophomore year and just put in the work, and it's tremendous to see it paying out, in her senior year. Amanda is one of the quiet workhorses that she plays on the wing, and she's one of the players that just doesn't come out of the game. She'll go end line to end line if she needs to. And she's a tremendous finisher. So, she's got a nose for the goal. So it's really lucky, and we have Lauren Bowner on the left, the senior. So we've got two seniors and a junior up there, and they work together tremendously.
Allison, I want to ask you more about some of the other players, but I also want to ask you, I understand you also have a have another set of twins on the team this year. Tell me about that.
We do. We have the Blossers that joined us this year, and Maggie and Lily. So Maggie's been getting significant time with us as a freshman, which is always tremendous. And Lily's been coming back from a foot injury, and she got her first minutes on Monday. So another reason to celebrate this week. And then that's our second set. We have Nicole and Amanda Schneider, who, you know, sometimes we put them on the same side, and it's fun to see the connection that they have. But they also, Nicole will come up from outside back and serve a beautiful ball over to Amanda, who can finish. So that's been a lot of fun.
Well, maybe you could share a few more names with us and roles of these players on your team this season here.
Sure. I mean, we have, I could name 23. So we have some tremendous center midfielders that we rotate through. Abby Moore has really been a stalwart back at the holding mid spot, and she's complemented with Cara Lindinen, who's another, they're both senior captains. Cara can play center back, she can play left back, right back. We even had her at wing, so she's very versatile. And then we also have Kate Schaefer, who's a sophomore in the center mid position with Maggie Blosser. And they just will go and go and go. So it's awesome that we get to rotate those guys through. And then Sam Skeena has been with us for 3 years as well, and she's just improved tremendously every year. And along with her is Blythe McLean, who has been playing absolutely tremendously. And so the fact that we get to, you know, interchange them is really, really fantastic. Lily Pagurski is one of our center backs. She's another senior captain who's really anchored the defense. She worked with Kylie Dumont last year, who was the NEC Player of the Year. Lily Pagurski learned from Kylie, and now she's bringing on Tegan Scully has really come on as a center back, partnering with Lily Pagurski, which is great. And she's really stepped into that role as well. Riley Bavardi on the outside, she's brick wall. Got a great foot. She had a beautiful goal against Melrose last year in the playoffs to put us through, the winning goal. So, I know I'm forgetting kids too. But
how about in goal, Allison, in nets for you guys?
Yeah, so we're really lucky in goal. We have a senior, Molly Cullivan, who's usually starts, and then we have a freshman, Evie Mills, who has been playing second half, and the two of them push each other in practice every day. And so having them, you know, having the senior with more, you know, calm on the ball and coming out, and she's got some great shot-stopping ability, and Evie coming along, she's her diving ability is really improving. And her communication, and we're working on both of them. They can be quiet, so we're working on them talking some more, but they've been great for us in the back.
All right, Coach, I want to ask you, you know, beyond just the field and the practices and the games, you guys are very active, you and the players, in community involvement. So maybe share a note or two that you guys have done this fall as far as community involvement.
Yeah, the girls have really taken to youth soccer, and so the whole program, and this year the boys program joined us as well. They volunteer on Saturday mornings to go help with the U4, U8 kids in the three towns, and then we have the kids come for, there are ball kids. We just had 6 ball kids at the field, and I teach 7th grade, so a bunch of them were my 7th graders, which was really fun to see, and fun for them to see us out of the classroom. But they also, September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month, and we have a local girl, Grace Marcos from Topsfield, who is battling a form of cancer. And So the girls wore gold ribbons and brought her Go Gold for Grace signs with us. And we raised some money for her Jimmy Fund walk, which was fantastic. And then one day in September and one day in October, they made cards to bring to different treatment centers, some geared towards kids for September and some geared towards breast cancer and treatment in general, because we all know somebody who's been touched by it. And so they make cards, just a little bit of, you know, something to brighten someone's day when they're going through something tough. So the all 60 girls just did that as well. So they're very involved.
No, that's terrific. Great stuff. And I see you guys on Twitter. So you guys are pretty active on that piece as well, showing some of those things. So that's great. I also want to ask you about, I have a thing with the coaches during the fall that I don't really ask them about power rankings until just about a day or two ago. So now the power rankings have just come out again this week. You guys are up at number one in D2. What does that mean to you? And how do you look at that as far as searching ahead and looking forward into the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, it's nice. It's great to be number one. But you got to keep it. And so the girls are excited about it, but they're also, they know that they need to stay humble and that we need to keep working. And we take it one day at a time. So it definitely, not having to travel is a real perk. Especially with so many Division II teams being in Central and Western Mass. So that's always really nice. And but they've earned it. You know, they've fought for that. And so we're hoping to make a run this postseason. Every year is a goal. Every year we put it on the calendar. And we're obviously hoping to make it happen this year.
Well, your regular season wraps up on Saturday, right, at Andover. And when I think of that, Saturday afternoon at 1, when I think of that, I think Andover being a traditional soccer power themselves. So tell me about that matchup and the scheduling of that game.
That's a tremendous game. We actually, we have them earlier on our schedule last year. They were, I think, mid-September. And I talked with my AD, and we reached out, and we tried to get them a little bit later in the season so that we could, you know, have a really great game right before playoff start. So we're really excited for that game. We have some very similar results, one goal games with some similar teams. So it's going to be a battle. We're you know, really excited about that one.
Well, Allison, is there anything else that you want to mention about the team, the season at all this year, about the team as kind of a final question from my end, albeit an open-ended question?
Yeah. I mean, it's a pleasure getting to coach these ladies every day. Their ability to have fun and work hard at the same time is fantastic. We have our personalities where we have some comedians and we have the quiet kids, and they have pasta parties before almost every game. So those are the things, the bus rides, the pasta parties, the card making. Winning games is fantastic, but making those memories with your teammates and building those relationships is what it's all about.
All right, Allison, you led me to my last question. Here it is, though. Who is the comedian on the team? Who is the funny player? Can you come on, spill it. What?
I think she would probably own up to it. Kayla Scannell is quite the personality. She keeps us on our toes. Blythe McLean is another personality. And Abby Moore is another hype woman. So, and they kind of seem to be passing on their comedic skills. They're three seniors. They seem to be passing them on to Brooke Haggerty, one of our freshmen. So anytime you have a team where a freshman is comfortable enough to, you know, be the goofball, it's a fantastic atmosphere.
No, you nailed it. Absolutely. Well, Allison, thank you so much for the insights. Congratulations to you, the team, the coaching staff on a great season, the Northeast Conference title yet again this year. And hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, Allison. Hang on the line. That's Allison Lassesse, girls' soccer coach at Masconomet High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.